With that, let's get to our guest, our friend, Dagan McDowell, anchor and analyst on Fox Business Network, co-host of The Bottom Line every night, 6 p.m. Eastern, along with Sean Duffy. That's on FBN. I was on last evening, as a matter of fact. And Dagan, it's always good to have you here.
Good to be here. It was good to see you last night. Thank you so much for that. Always
it was a lot of fun
to hear from you.
Well, and we had a fun topic that we're actually going to get to here because there's an update.
Oh, good.
Based on what we were talking about last evening in San Francisco. But before we get to that, let's talk about inflation. We saw that inflation was up again year over year, more than 3%, 3.2%. That's year over year. That is down from September. And of course, a big drop from what it was well over a year ago. But there are still some major sticking points on the inflation number. And I mean, the key thing here, Dagan, is prices are still so much higher than they were when Biden took office. Like, we're saying that inflation's up, but by less. So, look, that's a celebration. But the car is still driving in the wrong direction. Like, we haven't turned around to have prices come down. Prices overall are up 17-18% since Biden took office. But because this is like a slower number, a lot of people are high-fiving. I know a lot of people who are struggling to make ends meet, not really joining in the high-fiving.
Consumer prices are up 18% since January of 2021. Prices don't fall. That's the point, that prices go up and they stay up. You will only ever get an inflation rate, and that's what we're talking about, that's negative when you're in a depression. So prices really, they don't go down.
Yeah, they go up
so
and they
this
stay
pain,
up.
So this pain is here to stay, for the broadly speaking. The inflation rate is now down to 3.2%. The core rate, which is, takes out food and energy, is at 4%. The reason that you see this celebration in stocks and bonds, people were buying treasuries hand over fist. That's good news because longer term interest rates go down. It will make getting a mortgage cheaper. It's because the conclusion is the Federal Reserve is done raising interest rates. The most aggressive short-term rate-raising campaign that we've seen, certainly in my lifetime, maybe ever in the history of certainly the modern-day Federal Reserve. So that's the celebration. However, you have to ask, why is inflation easing? Well, it's because the economy is going to be struggling. What you're going to see is probably an increase in the unemployment rate. That a lot of what's happening, you see bankruptcies. We talk about the WeWork bankruptcy. When companies start going bankrupt, they leave creditors on the hook and they lay off thousands of people. And so this is just the beginning of the problem. This is 6 months out, 8 months out, moving into a presidential election year. And the commercial real estate business, and you mentioned San Francisco. You look at every major metropolitan area where people have not gone back to work. Talk about the federal government, what a waste of space those employees are. A literal waste of space because they just have not gone back into federal office buildings. Senator Joni Ernst was on yesterday, and the General Services Administration has cut enough office space that's going to save the American taxpayer about $1 billion. But the commercial lending business, commercial real estate business, is in such dire straits that that causes kind of a financial calamity that's just on the horizon because these spaces are still quite empty. And you see it in San Fran, in Atlanta, in New York, just across the nation. And part of it's related to the fact that these cities are just garbage dumpsters. This is all a looming financial problem for cities that have declining tax revenue. They have empty buildings. They're hell holes. But again, this is a rolling problem that is economic at the local level, but also at the national level.
Well, and that's the thing. I think as we think about, you know, the next year and the coming months, you'll have perhaps inflation slowing, but still very high, elevated, painful prices, which is what people are feeling, right? They're not looking at the, oh, well, year over year, it's only 3.2% up. And if you strip out these things, they know what they're paying for things and they're mad about it. Rightfully so. They've been mad about it for the last, you know, year and a half. That's going to still be a problem for all of these exact same people. And then on top of it, there's a very good chance that the economy weakens on GDP, on jobs, et cetera. So then you've got almost the worst of both worlds in terms of what people are seeing and feeling.
It's not just the inflation. It was the inflation that skyrocketed and caught people off guard, hitting north of a 9% rate just last year, the middle of last year. But then it was the skyrocketing interest rates to fight that inflation. And that's the vice that the American people were put in. Sky-high inflation and then sky-high interest rates that have, you know, people have not been able to buy homes. People have, we've talked about this, you're golden if you've got a 3% mortgage. Inflation is your friend if you have a 3% mortgage and you have a very low fixed payment on an asset like a house that's increasing in value because of inflation, and then your paycheck is increasing because of inflation. But that's not every family in this nation. Plus, with interest rates going up, you have sky-high credit card payments. If you want a new car, if you want to lease a car, those payments have gone up. Money got a great deal more expensive on top of prices getting more expensive.
Right. So, and then you're staring down the barrel of a slowing economy with some potentially worse news coming on the horizon. We're seeing already some elements of that as we speak in the last couple of months heading into 2024. Dagan, I do want to come back to San Francisco because we talked about it on your show last night. We had a good conversation about it. There's a few updates. So they've been doing this whole quick, rapid cleanup of the city for the big conference with Chairman Xi coming in and so on and so forth. And KTVU locally did a little summary of part of what they're doing. Cut three.
City leaders are making sure the city shines. BART doubling down by deep cleaning their stations overnight more often. Scrubbing and power washing is happening all over the city. It's noticeable how clear the streets look and how few homeless encampments there are on major thoroughfares. Public Works is installing decorative crosswalks in North Beach and Chinatown, and the Webster Street pedestrian bridge in Japantown was recently repainted.
Oh, how nice for these visiting leaders, including the communist bully who runs that place. And, you know, Dagan, you see all of what they're out there sort of doing at the very last minute, showing that they've had the capacity to do this all along. Gavin Newsom was asked about it. He was talking about, we played the clip yesterday, cut two, just a reminder.
I know folks say, oh, they're just cleaning up this place because all those fancy leaders are coming into town. That's true because it's true.
That's true because it's true. You know, you have to understand that, Dagan. And then doubling down on this, he was saying, look, it's just like you're having company over at your house. Cut one.
Anytime you put on an event, by definition, you know, you have people over your house, you're going to clean up the house. You're going to make sure the kids, you know, make their beds, you know, take the socks, you know, let's put them in the drawer, in the hamper. And that's, you know, you get 21 world leaders. You got tens of thousands of people coming from all around the globe. What an opportunity to showcase the world's most extraordinary place, San Francisco. This is a crown jewel. I was just with President Xi. First thing he talked about was San Francisco.
A real crown jewel, except for the people who have been living there and suffering there now for a long time. Yes, you've got the power washing and the fresh planters and a ton of police presence to make sure that in some places, you know, there's not crime everywhere. But Dagan, it's just like, oh, you're just cleaning up like people are coming over to your house for dinner. 30 seconds.
If you take your vile children and move them out and put them up in a hotel somewhere and rent some different, stranger, shiny children to impress your dinner guest, Oh, and then you ask all of your neighbors who you don't particularly like, who are messy, to vacate their homes. And then you pay people to inhabit those neighbors' homes to make a good impression. I call this cleanup for communism, and Americans can just drop dead.
Yeah, it's quite an analogy that he made. It's like, oh, rent your house, or a new house, to impress Chairman Xi.
Shill.
We'll be right back.
A huckster.